I will call the work session of March 22nd, 2016, to order at 3:30. And we'll do a roll call, please.
Kathy Egan, present.
Dennis Scott, present.
Karen Ward, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
And Ken Mollex is present. And we'll do our Pledge of Allegiance right now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Goal setting for 2016-17.
So this is, you know, not, again, we would have had a more peaceful start to this. This is not our plan, but this is where we are. So as we're kind of working on some of our budget stuff ahead, and we're trying to prioritize, and Corey and I have been working on the budget, and we've got some of the set things done, but we're still doing lots. Thought it was a good chance for you. I use an example, the mayor, that's where he thrust his arts thing in last time. We kind of agreed so we could go to the budget meeting with it in there, and then they talked about it. So it gives you a chance to, you know, you deserve the right to kind of talk about some of the things you'd like to see. Now, whether or not there's agreement amongst you, we're not here to debate that now. Yeah. Is there money for it? It's just kind of a, probably the wrong answer.
Yeah.
And then before he gets to decide if he's going to put it in, he's budget officer. Right.
Well, I'd like to say, though, that the goal we had last year to do something in art and the arts around the Arts Commission, we will have, before school's out, a mural here off of Huntington on the back of the building that houses the Harvest Depot. It's all going to be done by the middle school. There'll be an artist in residence. We got one of the largest grants that's ever been given out for this type of effort, and $7,000. And this was our partnership with as you probably remember, with Art Central in Bend. And so that's going to be a goal that, I mean, a piece of it's going to get checked off.
Where did the grant come from?
From the Oregon Arts Commission.
And where? Who's funding the money?
They are. They're in charge of the money. Arts Central, okay. In Bend.
You wanted us. Do we have to contribute something toward it out of that money?
We'll be talking about that tomorrow night at the work session.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to come down tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow evening.
Yeah. And talk about just what they're going to do and how much they need.
Okay, yeah. This isn't probably the right. Does that fall under our sign ordinance?
Our which?
Our sign ordinance.
Well, no. It's paint on a building.
Just like you do it.
That's a good point.
I haven't come across that.
Okay.
I don't know that it addresses a mural.
It probably does.
We don't address paint colors. And
okay.
So, yeah.
Because it's not a sign advertising.
In a way, that's good.
It's not advertising the deli. Yeah, the restaurant. Yeah. So, but that's a good point.
But if anybody in the world wants to put a mural up, they can.
If they got 10 grand they want to spend.
Well, or if they want to do it themselves.
Yeah, certainly.
What stops them from doing it?
Oh, probably nothing. They're not doing it now.
No.
You don't normally see it in towns that much. They're actually expensive, a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be $10,000.
Silverton does a lot of that.
Yeah.
And it looks very nice.
A lot of towns have them.
Baker. Yeah. Look at the ones in Baker City. Those cities, and I'll get off this, those cities that have arts commissions, it's public art. And they address it in several ways.
Yeah. But I think we ought to look into that, though.
No.
I mean, sign ordinance. I mean, you don't want, once this goes up, maybe a bunch of people want to put something on their buildings.
Maybe after we get through with the budget,
right.
Staff will have time.
Looking out. <Yeah. laughs> No, I mean in the future.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the way.
With you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Last year, I think I sent Rick, and I know Ashley still had it. I sent you pictures of rocks and stuff that were engraved Welcome Lapine. Can we look at something like that this time, or is it still too...
Well, no, I think we need to wait and get... We're doing a branding. Remember, you, if you're going to brand, you need to start tying everything together, because otherwise it doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
Whether it's a rock, I mean, I'm not an artist, so we would probably hire someone to help design what this is going to look like if we're going to put the flags in it, and put the landscaping, and, you know...
But is it now the time to put it in, or
put
not
it in.
The budget? On the... Wish list.
We would set aside some money, but we wouldn't talk details of what the project would look like.
No, but I sent out pictures about a year, and you said bring it up later. The later is later.
Right. I mean, we can go put a rock up out there if that's what you want, or if you want something to wait for the vision.
Yeah, whatever it is. But they were
just welcome to Lapine on a rock may not be our vision.
We got to wait and see what the branding thing is. But set some money aside for it to do something.
Take it off.
No. I want to clarify what she's talking about.
Right.
This is an idea that's coming up that there may be some concept that we all get to. Let's don't forget that these rocks that they have at cities are very popular and they work well when they're done right. The rock may be as big as that end of that cabinet right there. But, you know, I think it's a valid idea.
Oh.
They did it at Deschutes Brewery. So if you've seen that, that's
absolutely
what they did. So.
Yeah.
My other, since I have the floor, I'm taking it. The one thing we talked about was rodeo in one check, putting it aside, so we could pay them their
annual,
their full.
Okay.
And the sidewalk, it's falling apart.
Which sidewalk?
Our sidewalk.
Oh.
It's like we used a lot of ice. Cutter, some
it's got some.
I don't know how long if we're gonna.
I mean, normally that would not rise yet to spending thousands of dollars, but I mean, it's not perfect, but it's not big holes or anything. It's
decaying.
But
in.
I mean that. So that's a maintenance item, but it would be to tear that all out, and there could be some places we fix it. If that's a priority for the council.
The city hall sidewalk? Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I was writing.
Did you say the curb out there was...
There's a broken curb, but that's a basic function, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not kind of budgeting to repair the curb.
Yeah. I would add, the thing about the city hall sidewalk, it happened to me in a situation, but... You use that ice salt out there, and it can even say that it doesn't chip the concrete.
That's good. Somebody left us a bag that was bad. We have stuff that doesn't erode the sidewalks. We used it for years. We had a bad bag.
Well, I'm just pointing out that we shouldn't use it at all.
We try not to.
We shouldn't use it at all.
Mean old melt.
Well, there's certain.
Well, there's other kinds of melts. There's
birdseed.
Well, cat litter.
When, if it gets to the point where you have to replace it, put in a heated one, then you don't have to worry about it.
That would be nice.
The other thing, what also contributes to that deterioration is your bird problem.
Yeah.
That crap that those birds drop eats concrete away. So we need to fix our bird problem too.
Not, that's a priority.
It's been successful in the past. I mean, Public Works comes up here and sprays them off. I mean, that's what we've done the last couple of years, and it's because if you let them get to nest, full nest, you know.
I know, but nesting, I don't. Doesn't matter. Blast them, 12 gauge.
No. No.
Okay.
Not at the birds.
Sorry.
So we said four.
Does Kathy have anything else? She had the floor.
No, I'll give up the floor, thank you. For now.
I'd like to see more maintenance done on the blacktop pathways on Huntingdon that we put in. They're always ice covered with snow, covered. I mean,
snow removal.
Yeah, it's like useless for half the year or more.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of those senior people down there walk them. You can see them walking in the summertime.
So what you're talking about is city, doing snow removal on sidewalks and trails.
Like, I guess they aren't considered sidewalks or paths or trails.
Well, but that only gets you a one block. So, I mean, it doesn't do you no good if you can't get to it from either end. I mean, that block you're talking on Huntington that's paved is in front of Vic Russell's property, and it goes from Crescent Creek to Little Deschutes Lodge. So it's one block. The problem is, do you start down at the medical clinic and work your way out there and... I don't know of a city that plows, they would plow a park sidewalk, they would plow a trail that's like along a river or something that's part like, you know, but as far as just going along the streets, again, it can be done.
Well, let's look into it somehow. I mean,
well, I've got some comments in support of that. Is just that you the Crescent Creek people,
they plow
from one entrance, they plow theirs.
They pay a private contractor because they're private
and
trails.
Yes. And then you come upon the new one that got put in front of
Vic Russell's
property that winds a little bit through the trees. And then you come to the Little Deschutes Lodges all the way up to the Bymark. So, I mean, those are pathways. We either need to have a rule that the people, that's somehow enforced, that the people who have that property take care of those sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Because we do have a senior community down there, and we also have a community at Prairie House. These people on their little mobile carts and Dan Varco saved a guy in his wheelchair there at a third in Huntington. We need to do something about that. I agree.
One of the complaints that they had when we were removing the snow from our cement park is that when it starts to melt and then it becomes like icy and they slip and fall on that. So we questioned whether removing it all was a good idea. And the blacktop does the same thing. So instead of walk out there, they're still walking up above because they don't want to slip and fall.
I walk in the snow. I walk on the edges when there's because
yeah,
that's how you
exactly.
Don't fall.
Yeah.
So when you go run a blade down those things.
But we are trying to keep ours clear. And Joe Snow blows his out front. But like he said, he had a lady slip and fall and break her wrist. So, you know, it's a catch-22.
Let's just look into it.
Okay. Well, I mean, look into it. It's just, I mean, not what you want us to do. If you're telling us that you want us to, because you to plow sidewalks in the city, we will have to get, I mean, that...
I think you're... carrying that out lengthy. We're not saying that.
What did you say?
I'm saying that those pathways that are the big pathways, we either enforce a rule that requires the landlords to plow those. You know, you get this 25 inch that we had, there is no sideway for them to go. They either got to get out in the street like they did out here on First Street going toward McDonald's and walk in the street. We have a rule, an ordinance, or a whatever, that says they've got to do it.
Rick, would the paths fall into that sidewalk ordinance
we've
talked about?
Yeah, there's a different material.
Sure, but it's the same concept.
Okay. So like,
but
so
not for other private people.
Rays. I mean,
well,
that's ODOT.
We haven't.
Yeah,
we have not adopted that one.
Not yet. We've talked about it. It's.
So we have an ordinance draft, which I actually have handed out to people, but no one's ever commented.
It's been to Public Works.
Been to Public Works. That will do it. Now then, again, I just, realistic, enforcing it. We went and talked to some of the companies. So that's what we did. There's a difference between that and us going, you know, if we go to Vic Russell and say, Vic, you need to plow it. I think it's an educational thing. You all read Ben fights it.
I was just going to say,
everyone fights it.
Non-enforced.
So I think... we're just trying to get direction. When you're prioritizing that, we can try to work on it. We're going to have a new public works manager, so those things will all change. It's coming up.
You made phone calls. I actually, because I'm on the board at Lapine Community Hospital, I talked to them, and I think maybe you did too. Instantly, the next day,
I went to Ray's, talked to their manager, and they had it done a couple days later.
Yeah.
Weimart did it in a couple days. ODOT even finally did theirs.
Yeah.
So it's just an educational thing. It's where you find vacant with no businesses in front of them. That's where it's real hard to get people with vacant land to, not say Vic may go do it, but.
Well, I think they're going to be changing up that whole area anyway. So.
But I think it's still worth having a rule in place that says you got to do
it. We have an ordinance on basically 99% done. We've sent it around once. We can have it here soon. So it's in place. It goes into the, they have to mow and take care of the lawn and everything else.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing I have, of course, is more grading and
the Kegel.
I mean, we prioritize two roads for plowing, Kegel and Schedule. I mean, the whole complex doesn't need to be graded every single time. You know, I mean, if we could just add another grading in between the, you know, all the major gradings, just those two roads. You know, because
we're talking about grading every 2 months. We used to do it twice a year, and we're moving to six times. And the whole subdivision.
I emailed Corey to drive home that one.
I've driven through there, and you're not the only. I've talked to a handful of folks over the last few weeks and tried to explain to them that it's a trade-off between a short-term solution, which nothing is free, and a long-term plan to improve likely Schedule and Kegel after the water, and substantially improve after the water and wastewater expansion.
Because, you know, I live down there and you see the kids going to school and they're dodging, the cars are dodging the holes and the kids trying to stay. It's a safety thing, so.
Sure, it's bad right now.
But that's good, okay.
We'll talked about.
You know, we last year actually did it four times.
Yeah.
Six. I can predict where that will head. But
Two,
did four, now we're going to six. And you know, it's only gonna be so. It's a gravel dirt road.
Oh, absolutely, and everybody knows that. And a lot of the people don't even want blacktop even mentioned.
I know that.
That's amazing. So, you know, but especially those two arteries.
Well, and some of those property owners need to take stock in tearing up the roads. They're the ones that are out there causing the problems.
Meet the Sheriff Day. We're going to have a discussion on that.
Okay, because
we got some of the people down there decided they want to do donuts in the middle of the intersections.
So they need to be aware.
But if the roads are better, you're going to see the police.
Okay.
Go down there more.
Okay.
No, we're on that one.
And I just want to say I think we ought to. Everybody here ought to just help Corey as much as possible for the next year down the road here.
Well, yep.
That's all. That's all I have. I'm happy with the way the city's going.
Well, we're on roads. Could we say at least have you check some of the ghetto? See if we could patch some of the asphalt.
Actually, the county does that. Half those roads are county roads.
I know, Haffer County.
And then they do it for us.
Oh, they will do it. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, you know, when they go in and do their roads, they will do our roads.
They'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to see us put some receptacles around town so that the kids can throw their trash in the trash can rather than on the ground.
On First Street in particular?
Well, like, not sure where we need to put them, but I know McDonald's, and coming across that street there, they have a tendency to drop them in the middle of the road as they go.
That was Conrad's project.
Yeah. That was Conrad's project.
Yep.
Yeah.
Actually, the realtors, when we're talking to the realtors, they wanted to do a grant to help us. And so I said receptacles and benches for our new sidewalk down there, and that's the area to start. And, you know, picking out garbage cans that are heavy and that people don't bring their household garbage to. And all the devil's in the detail, like all issues. But yeah, we're looking at some of that. So we put some benches and gardens and see how that goes for a year. And then as we do more streets, do more of that here and there. Again, we can't put garbage cans all over town. I mean, for it would be, it's real hard. You can, but all of these are just start to.
Karen?
I think you were talking about grading Kegel. You know, that's a catch-22 there. You grade it, it snows, it rains, potholes start up, okay. But one of the big things that I've had trouble with here lately, I leave for work in the morning around 8-ish, okay? And I pull onto Kegel and go down to Huntington Road. And they're lined up, parked, waiting for the bus for the kids. And you can't even drive out there. So I have a tendency to go out the other direction. But we need to stop that, because that's a real hazard that they're doing there. If someone came from the right around, there's no room here at all, and a kid was walking in between there with a car door, that kid would be dead. So we need to get that under control. And that's, you know, probably calling the school district to let them know that's happening there. I haven't done that, so
I can't just stand out in the rain and the snow, though. I mean, I don't know. I've always thought times they do it by down by the, you know, the habitat houses too, you know. But if we put maybe lean-tos, or I don't know how we'd even go about doing that. But it's just thought we can't leave the kids.
Shelters, bus shelters.
Yeah, so we can sit and wait for the bus.
But maybe the better part is go down there and do a little groundwork, and then. You know, pull out some of those stumps as long as it's in our right of way and put some gravel so they can get further off the road. I don't know how else you could do it.
Yeah. Well, the sad part is that didn't you share that we were on that man's land, the roadway there?
Oh, no, we went and got it, did a land swap, so we own the land. The road is
okay,
on
so
property.
Then it could be extended with some gravel in there then.
Yeah, I guess you could grade off to the side, try to create
or just so they can line up, you know. I mean, if they're going to line up, they can move further off the road. Then it reduces the risk.
During snow time, they don't want to get down in that ditch so they can't get out. So they are parking on the actual road.
Well, but remember, I'm talking about, you know, doing some groundwork there and then putting the gravel so they can move further over. But, I mean, that's something that you'd have, that's in the details, whether you can do that or not. But other than that, what do you think the solution is?
I think in order to keep, number one, it's good that the parents are involved, keeping the kids safe around here. And I think that's an issue for a lot of them. And I think it happens at every bus stop over there, it does too, is start lining up. But that's a tough one because I don't think you can tell a parent you have to drop off your child here and leave. I don't think that's going to be something we can say. I don't know what the issue is. Yeah, they won't do it. I wouldn't tell
you. I wouldn't.
I don't know what the answer is.
Let's all think about that and come up with some sort of solution. Because you can't, you know, the kids got the way to the bus, and, you know. There's got to be a solution to it.
Yeah.
Well, we can look at, because if you do one, then you'll have requests for others, because that's where she drives out.
Right.
People drive out all over. And, you know, if we don't set the bus routes change. You know, this is my own personal thing is, because I preach against the federal government and everything else, I think we all need to take care of ourselves more, and so, but this is what we do then. We start basically trying to solve every little issue for everyone. Yeah, when there's snow, well, they can't pull over, well, they park in the road. Yeah, I guess then people park in the road. I just don't know that the city, any city, let alone the city of Lapine, can go out and solve kind of the social ills of all the potential issues out there. So you kind of have to pick the bigger ones. And that doesn't mean that someone will or won't get.
That's the solution is keep the roads graded so the buses can drive down the roads, but that's, they can't do that. They won't go on a dirt road.
They won't go on any of those roads? They don't come into Cagle.
No.
On gravel roads?
They go in and they stop at Huntington and then by the Habitat houses. Yeah. And the kids have to either get that corner.
Yeah, they stop on Huntington Road.
They won't,
but we
they
do
won't
have
go
a bus that comes in.
I called them up once and I said, how come you guys aren't, you know, roads are too bad, we don't go on dirt roads. And I know they go on dirt roads, but they don't put it on the
road. I would say that was a rule, they don't.
Yeah, they
just thinking about, I'm thinking about Bay Road and all those dirt roads that stem off of it. I think the bus only runs down Day. They might run down Sunrise, but that's only half dirt, and I would say they probably turn around at the end of the asphalt.
And that's right.
Same way with Maston.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I know that. Okay, that's a really good one. Maston's
always Maston, sure. They don't come on the dirt roads.
No. Right.
That's
yeah.
Did not
bring
know
the
that.
Kids
up
there.
But this
in Klamath County, their Gilchrist school kids, they sometimes have to drive 10 or 12 miles to my bus.
Well, yeah, up on Highway 58.
Well, the same 58 thing. Kids and the... The ones that are in Sun Forest and Alamo Meadows, those kids go a long ways to meet the bus because they also won't stop on 97.
Well, I think when we redo Kegel, as an example, with the sewer water project, and we're setting aside some money in the budget, so these are big numbers, which are the big things. So we'll have money to go in. I think, you know, maybe we widen the road with the grading. We first going to be gravel, but go ahead and gravel it to a better, a wider width to where maybe you have where two cars can pass and call it a third lane. That's not something you can
do.
Where someone can walk or pull over and you're not blocking so much, see if that works. Because when we pave that someday, then you could decide, let's go ahead. Because there, you don't want a sidewalk out there, so what you're going to do is you're going to do more of a bike lane. That's where people walk.
Yeah.
So you do a two lane with a 6 or 8 foot extra. And so we could maybe grade it to that wider width and see what that is. One of the problems out there in these roads, including all this, is there isn't a base. So, it's, you know, when Vic did it the last time, give him credit, because I always say, I like honest answers. I don't have to agree, and I don't have to like it, but I want them. Mm-hmm. He said, Rick, we're wasting your $1,000. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. And I said, the phone's ringing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Cagle's got a fairly decent schedule. You're just grading mud.
Well, what he said is it still freezes at night and it's the thaw and all that. And he said you'll be good for a week. And then, so that's just what he said. It's not what I said. That's what he said.
Right, yeah.
And I, you know, whether it's right or wrong, that's what he said, but we said do it. So we're going to do it again.
Okay.
And I know.
But we need gravel. But
down the road, yeah.
On the same discussion, I'd like to point out that Rick made the point about, you know, solving these social ills. I mean, we have limited finances. We should never forget that, because it's human nature to say, well, let's go fix this. And I even said it myself here today. But truly, what he's saying is right. We don't have, this city was formed with minimum services because they give us a small tax base, and they said, we don't want a lot of services, and we don't want to pay for them. So every time we make a decision about going off and fixing one of these things, is it a bigger thing, or is it just fixing a social...
Well, grading the roads is not a social...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about this little thing along the side that I was talking about.
I saw it as a safety problem, and I don't want a kid to get killed there. And, you know, we can stop driving that road if you want us to in the morning, but that's not going to solve anything.
But that's the parents' issue. They're the ones making the problem.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
but if there's no place for them to park,
but
it might be a school
problem.
They're
the ones parking out in the street.
But the whole issue is going to be corrected in the future. That's the biggest thing. You know, we got going.
But anyway,
I think... Yeah. Make sure we figure in
some more.
When we
Karen,
do that
anything else? Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Just
I already caused enough trouble.
That's not trouble. That's just.
Okay, our 5-year flag project.
You want me to make it that?
No, it's been 5 years. Not quite that.
I meant, do you want me to write 5 years in the making of my club?
I like Rick's idea. Yeah, so this is basically
more of a monument type entrance to town. We kill two birds with one stone. Since you got big borrow pits right out, there's no place to put a big monument sign this way because the way the roads are, they're big fields, and we don't own those properties. You can't do anything. So I thought, well, you know, maybe some of you have had opinions of this sign out here. Maybe it's on a relocation plan. And we go down that way and really do up something nice. Mm-hmm. And so when people are coming in, perfect world, but nothing's perfect. You'd have it on the right. Mm-hmm. But I've been in towns in Central Oregon just this last week, and it's on the left when you come in because that's where it had to be.
Right.
So you could do it on the left. And I've seen kind of a semi-type thing that's rock and brick and rock and do something. I am not the designer. That's why I'm not picking what it should be, because that needs to be people that do that. But then how does it work? And put aspens behind it and some pine trees. And
well, that the branding will be done
a few months.
Yeah. So let's
And see, you've got the county's flag on the other side of the road.
That's right.
So you've got a balance as you come in.
Put the American flag and the Oregon flag, maybe have a couple of them. Flag poles on ours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two poles, I think.
Two
would be nice.
Not do the MMIA or all that stuff, POW. What else? Because otherwise we don't have our own city flag. So unless we ended up with a brand that had a flag, you could actually have one made. You can do a third pole. We could also add it later.
Later.
But I think that would be, we put 25 last year, setting aside assets for the entrances, so we could do this one in 2016-17. Then in a year or two, do one coming in out by First Street, and then work on the Wikia, one at Wikia, out that way.
Well, after.
Yeah, by McDonald's.
So you're coming by the water pond.
Bring in the three sections.
You might do one as the downtown, and then you'd have
like
one. Again, we're trying to tie things together. Corey's working on the UFO thing you've been talking about. Well, we're going to have them go out working on identity for Wikia. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to come up with some ideas of this. We want to build whatever signs we put out there need to be made and signed after what they come up with.
Right.
So, have a plan and a process.
Well, it would be after that.
After the highway.
Oh, exactly.
So this one first, maybe get the second one done, possibly, and then let the students in a year, year and a half from now, would be done with it. We could do budget for a Wikia, something like that.
And you had mentioned one time about something on the north end of town there
Drafter.
Right. One coming into Wikia Junction.
That's what we were talking about.
As you're entering Wikia Junction, it'd be Welcome to La Pine, Wikia, or something, depending on what they decide on how to market that.
Yeah.
Wikia Junction, City of La Pine.
And we got the city, the college lady coming.
She'll be here tomorrow night.
She'll be here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll be discussing
and that's
that project at length.
Right.
And we're spending 25.
Yeah, ballpark would be that the city would spend probably between $20,000 and $30,000, and it would be met with a one-for-one match. So ultimately the program would cost closer to $50,000 or $60,000, but the city would only have to pay for about half of that.
Right.
We'll take half an hour, 45 minutes tomorrow night.
I don't want to cut into tomorrow's.
So. No, well, I think it's important. That's a larger, not brick and mortar type project, but from what I've heard so far, the reason she's coming tomorrow night is that I've heard the council's receptive to that idea.
Well, and
so as we're talking
that
about
goes along with the branding thing too, the whole thing.
Oh, it fits.
It all fits together.
Yeah. I would say the timing is about as perfect to do something like that. Starting again, not until next fall in the 2016 school year. We can revisit that.
But we could do the flagpoles and add to it the branding thing after the fact.
We don't all design it together. Yeah, I mean, we're sitting in March. It's it would be a plan for 2016-17. Right. So we'd have 15 months to the branding would be done. The U of O students wouldn't be working on this particular thing out here. They're focused downtown and
correct.
So I think that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
I gotta leave. Is that okay?
Yeah, you said 4 o'clock and it's after, so we can't count on your word.
I got to go plan a funeral.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Stu?
And then, I haven't brought it up before, but I think all the city employees need ID identification tags,
okay,
like the county has. I know we have jackets. Yep. Don't throw anything at me.
You are making me uncomfortable.
Well, then you can go online. I mean, there's companies.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe the county could do it for us.
You send a picture and you come up with our logo. And
because, you know, it's got its perks. If you have a government ID, you can get discounts on other things, too. So there's an alternative reason to it.
I like that, Stu.
I mean, granted,
it's a bad idea.
Granted, the guys have their coats and everything, but, you know, if something were to happen, we could have proof that says, did they show you their ID?
But it's more official, too.
Well, it's to protect them.
Yeah.
Protect them.
And they actually have confidence in, you're with the city. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, then it takes down people that have never seen somebody like that come out to work on their meter or their sewer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they see a badge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's fine. I don't think it's bad. I hated my name tag when I got it, and I wear it all the time now.
Where do you... Do you guys have those at your office? Do you guys make them?
No, we don't. But the county does. Well, we have 13.
Your truck gives it away.
But that's something. I guess I do need to practice what I preach, don't I? Our office.
Well, we need to get us an electronic door opening thing so we have something we can scan.
I was going to say, usually you see those. They're used for acts. They're kind of.
We could go maybe the bathroom. We'll put those in. Because if I'm going to wear them, I sure want a reason to use it.
You
want to
hear the beep and the unlocking of a door. Yeah.
Okay, we can unlock our computers that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have it. We'll see if it's on the
crap. I think that's for now, anyway. Okay. That's all I can.
We're still going to have an opportunity to come back at the budget meeting.
And all that. We're just kind of trying.
With that preliminary one we have, where everybody comes in and talks about what they want.
City cleanup with. Is that going to change a lot this year? Your cleanup with Lapine Shine? And
put a shine on Lapine is going to join forces with the city cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help it a lot because there'll be more people to manage the different pieces of areas in the city that need to be cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
So, or that you know, people want to clean up. So, yeah, it will. We'll probably find ourselves with 25 more people. So what you do is you buy 25 more hamburgers and they go away happy.
Yeah.
Who buys 25 more hamburgers?
We do.
City.
The city?
We donate them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice thing.
Yeah, the city's always put on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
A good thing. We get about 175 people. 175.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really reasonably priced barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, we spend a couple $100. I mean,
not very much at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought you'd bet like.
Well, why aren't you down helping clean?
I don't clean. Saturday.
She said she'd come this year, though.
I said that last year.
Busy. She's probably busy cleaning her own to make it, you know, I mean, anyway. Now, because I got to leave at 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it's just, again, the Arts Commission and Arts Projects.
Okay.
I'll probably get home and think about three other things.
Well, we'll leave flip chart up.
Well, you know, because we're having to put 25 grand into the Hubo thing, figure that out. And we're having to up money to kind of put into planning, although the general fund wasn't really up because we had the revenue increase, so we're spending more, but we're taking in more now. So that means bite us.
Last comment that I have is I think it's time to give an overview of the TRT funding.
At the budget meeting, or are you talking away from that?
Probably away from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I mean, we can tell you how we take in X percent on X amount of dollars, and then the rest is in the budget, and then you decide where it goes. Chamber related or?
No. Just a full picture of it, because it keeps going up. We keep increasing, and I think there's opportunities there that we can identify that. That some of these projects may be related to. I know we really haven't looked at it real close in the last couple of years.
I think we have, because of the budget committee, that's where they said, well, we gave, you know, Habitat got some money, which actually was on GRT, but it was in that fund. And, you know, we upped what we've given $5,000 to the rodeo, you know, for the dance and the little concert. Yeah. So just
Arts Commission,
$5,000. Yeah. And so, yeah. I mean, it's there. I mean, it's... We are there. I don't know what else we would talk about, but we can go.
Well, I think just looking at maybe what our future looks like in that.
Well, it's just going to go up incrementally because, you know, if a motel rooms go up $5 a night, you get a percent of that, unless you have a new motel. But we don't have one yet. Right. So,
Do you have a new project?
There may be going to be one in a couple of years.
Well, I think there'll be one this year at least.
Well, they haven't closed yet, you know. Getting
delayed
then.
They didn't?
Yeah, I was told.
The truck stop?
Yeah.
May 1st.
Ah. Yeah.
That's the second one.
Don't.
Yeah, don't help the rumor mill.
Yeah. It's like our agreements. Projects take time, and if you've done, you know that, and those who also, it'll happen.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
We were going to go to Corey High's transition.
Yeah, that was on
there. Oh, right. Yeah. Let's do
number five on the agenda.
Yeah. Let's,
which we did. We met with three of you. I sent out an email asking all five of you if you wanted to come in and visit, and we heard from the three men. Did not hear from either of you.
Recently, I was probably at my mom's funeral.
That was a couple
weeks ago. He wasn't implying anything.
No, that was a couple weeks ago. I mean,
yeah, so, that's where I've been.
Yeah. So, we met with them, so okay. If you ladies want to, because we don't have much time in 5 or 10 minutes, but the reality is, go ahead.
Sure. Well, it sounds like there's going to be, what we had heard from meeting with Ken and Stu and Dennis is that they were in favor of a phase transition over, call it the next plus or minus, you know, around 6 months, kind of with looking at that July 1st date. Mm-hmm. And up until then, nothing will change. I will continue to do more and more and more of the daily activities and leading meetings. Like tomorrow night at the work session, Rick won't be there. It'll just be us. Mm-hmm. And other staff and visitors and the public, of course. But then when July 1st came around, there would be a formal transition, but Rick would obviously still be a part of managing this city. There is no way, I will say this to anyone, and I'll say it many times, that I have the capacity, the experience, the network, the leveraging of capital throughout Central Oregon beyond to get what this city deserves and make things happen. So Rick is an integral part of continuing to move the city forward. Likely what would happen is that he would have a couple areas where he would just completely, as an example, manage the leases. This purchase option with BioGreen, mm-hmm. take BioGreen out of the equation. Some other company wants to move in and have a lease option and purchase option out in the industrial park. Maybe Rick would just focus on that. Mm-hmm. I would still talk to him about it, but he would be the one controlling that and a couple other pieces of the puzzle. So that's kind of what we had talked about. Nothing is formally set in stone, but that was put out there as an option and sounded agreeable to what we had talked about. So I don't know what I missed or...
I mean, that's the general. July 1 is kind of the transition date, and so I'll start working on projects and things, and Corey will start trying to get him to come and run more of the meetings and stuff. He's been kind of working the agendas, setting those up. It's important, and he said himself, it's the capacity that it takes and the width of this.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone understands. And we do, him and I, because the issues that come up daily, you understand. I think you see them coming and going. It's, if he just had to assume every phone call that I get, he wouldn't have time to do anything.
Correct.
And these leases take hours, and the pressure on these leases. That doesn't mean a year from now he couldn't do them, mm-hmm. but today I got a phone call waiting up there. A guy wants to talk about a lot in the industrial park. I'll call him back on the way home. Mm-hmm. I got to use every minute, but there is no way. So I think this is the best we can do, because the other thing is if you just go hire some person to kind of help you, well, they can come in and help Patty put tables out, but they can't do leases and they can't do planning, and it's just one of those things. So one of the things we're doing in the budget, we're upping the amount of time our planner can use, because planning is a big area, and with our new public works manager, we're hoping that starts a whole new kind of different area.
Culture, yeah.
And then see where we are. But if you think about it, we do public works mostly. We do public works and planning.
Yep.
So if we have people doing those, if I'm doing a couple, three things, then Corey can do the general. He's kind of the orchestra director. If you need another trumpet, doesn't mean he needs to play the trumpet. You go get another trumpet.
Yeah.
And he can help kind of orchestrate it. But that's really, we're in a tough size. We just can't. And if we hire more staff, then you can't do flagpoles and you can't do other things. You can't, it's a tough thing. We're doing a lot. We have two right now. We have a freeze on.
We're pretty maxed out.
We've got four grants or something between the visioning, which is ours, all these different things that we're working on. We've got the TGM grant downtown. Now we're talking about the U of O thing. We got the $1 million sidewalk. Well, we're into the STIP, as for $1.5 million across the street. We'll see where that goes. Working on a land trade out here on a block with ODOT. And Gary Farnsworth's had me three times down in Bend at his office. I was down there on Monday.
Just got another one scheduled on the 14th.
Yeah.
For the
so, you know, because I go down and meet with COIC, Andrew Spreadborough, the manager there, and with him. And so, it's an hour down for that. It's just, we really can't take on anymore. And so you're going to start to see, Corey start pushing back. That's one thing. It's harder. He's young. You may go away, and he hasn't said no, but inside he wants to.
Yeah.
And I think that people got to realize we are a little town, and we are maxed out on projects and things, and it's death by a thousand cuts. It sounds, it's just another meeting. It's just one or two times. We really can't do anymore. We have got to, we need to get the snowplow ordinance out. We need to get that to you. And there's other things like that. We just had lunch with our public works guys, to talk about the future. So we run down there and then I'm on the phone with Jeremy, so he goes, and I'm a half hour late. Their food's coming, I'm more. That's our days. And it's okay. It makes it exciting. But we can't take on more stuff. Seth?
And I think these discussions are important for the council, because it reminds us of being a new city, everything that's going on, and where we don't, we just start.
Today Ashley was in the public works guys. That's why the screen was on. You were working on dial maps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Working on what you're telling what you were doing. Locating
people who aren't connected to water service.
Oh.
So.
We just drove down Well, we didn't drive down them, but we got our dial and we drove down the old, we call them old town streets, like Bonnie and Evans and Eagle and the ones that may not be connected. And we just drove and said, okay, we think that one has a meter, but we don't think they're connected. We think this one maybe has nothing. We know that this one has a sewer tank, but this one's a vacant lot. We just drove through, didn't drive, but just went down the list and we did draft her and telegraph. And it was a couple hours of time, but it was a very valuable time, very well spent. And it really got the public works guys involved. Mike ran the computer, which was kind of fun for me because I always run the computer, and just clicked up and down the streets and kind of brought what they were doing. They would never have done that in 6 months ago. But this now things are changing. That's more what they need to be doing, is getting together and saying what's going on this street. You know, driving down, and clicking it, and this house is this, and this house is that. I didn't realize that one sold, and make themselves aware with what they're doing every day.
Yeah, we want to get these people on so that, you know, when I had a conference call with Jerry and them saying, hey, are we good grounds for the water? Because I just wanted to make sure, because the people say, you can't make me. Both. So they're going to come up with a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're going to draft us a letter. We're going to send out. We're going to send a return envelope, the application, the whole thing. Say this is, you know, we'll offer people payments on the SDC if they need it, because they could have been there 10 years this way, and they might not have any money. So they can add on, you know, $50 a month or something if they need to. And we'll give them 90 days. They can ask for another 90, get them out 6 months. We're trying to, but these are all the things that just go on day to day that that we're working on. Now, don't forget a $20 million Kegel project.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's one reason why we want to get this taken care of before we get too far into that project.
And we're getting pushed into housing more and more. You got him coming tomorrow.
Yep.
And then there was another little thing. I called three bonding companies. So I talked to three owners or principals in bonding companies to save us the $680,000 on our refi. So now, okay, I know which kind of where we want. They gave me quotes. So we got to figure out, get that. We'll hire them. And, you know, again, it's the stuff that we have to be able to sit and do. Right. You can't.
Yeah. And we've gotten a flurry of applications in the last 3 months for development. We really have. Not huge projects necessarily, but some that are fairly large. So that's taken more time. Ashley's been doing a lot helping Tammy, our city planner, we've got public notices going out every other week, it feels like. And not to mention that we're moving towards the comp plan. We're doing that legislative rezone, which is a big...
That will come to you guys next.
The rezone will be in May. You guys will see that in May. But the text amendments to the zoning ordinance was just at the Planning Commission last week and will be on the April 13th agenda for council to approve. So we've got house cleaning.
We're back to marijuana on that.
Yeah, marijuana will be on the 13th agenda. So
marijuana stuff.
It's it's a little bit of, you know, dealing with house cleaning stuff that we knew was there and needs to be dealt with, but also just, you know, marijuana is a curveball that we didn't know we'd be dealing with for years to sort out. And new developments coming in and all kinds of stuff, and then taking advantage of opportunities, obviously, like the money for the sidewalk streetscape project and the good financing for the Kegel expansion and trying to keep it all moving. It's exciting. It is.
It is. It's never a dull moment.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So
I think we have known for a long time that Rick was ready to back off and take care of himself and his own business. I guess, and you wouldn't be doing this if you're both not comfortable with the time and the situation. And I guess that's my main concern. I always feel good, not only for you, but me, that to know that you can still help if...
Oh, no, you know, I'll stay, and I'm not going to do...
If he needs the other trumpet, you can help pick it up.
I'll do some, it'll be here. I just maybe won't be down maybe every other council meeting or something, just to be here in the audience or whatever, but to let him run it, because you don't need me at the meeting necessarily.
A lot of times it's me having the ability to pick up the phone and talk through an issue with Rick, or, you know, bring him to a special work session or something, executive session or whatnot. I wouldn't do it if I didn't feel comfortable with it, because I wouldn't want, and Rick has said this, that, you know, if he stepped all the way away, I would be in a position to fail.
Yeah.
And I know that too.
Yeah.
And I don't A, I don't want to fail. B, I don't want to go crazy trying not to fail.
That's right.
Yeah, and I just think it deserves to be successful, which it does. Yeah. And I think getting a new public works person manager in soon, in the next month and a half, and then really trying to build that team atmosphere, I think that, like Rick was saying, public works being managed over here and planning and development over here, it
could take some of the load off of you.
Absolutely, because I'm not a city planner, I'm not an engineer or a lawyer. But as long as I can, like you said, kind of orchestrate between them, and then having someone who's running public works and can attend COAC meetings, mm-hmm. and come to council meetings in the evening, mm-hmm. and that I can talk to on a daily basis, mm-hmm. their office will be upstairs in mm-hmm. City Hall, because it's interesting to find out how much the public works side, fire flows, mm-hmm. impact whether development is going to take place. Mm-hmm. And you need to go back and forth between those. They're not silos. But if you have someone who's competent managing them and communicating, then it should be successful.
Yeah. Well, I have full confidence in you. I hope you know that and appreciate Rick, too. But
well, I've got too much invested to let it fail because we helped bring him in and with all of you. I mean, really, it's a whole team here, including our good friends back there that are with us all the time. I mean, you know, it really is. And we'll go through our roller coasters and good days and bad days and mm-hmm. frustrating days, but I think we're doing a lot, getting a lot done, and Ashley's great. I mean, it's just, I think getting this new public works person, just like when you start talking about the sidewalk thing, what I think the difference will be, come a wintry day, they'll say, you know, let's take a snowblower, get a tractor, and we'll go run down someplace. And, you know, I just think we're going to have, today we were talking about when we're having lunch, and I think the options are going to be able to do more and just kind of, so.
Do you have any thoughts, Karen?
I've seen you grow in the last 6 months. I think you're doing great. I also think it's great that you're going to stay around a while, because there are a lot of irons in the fire that started a long time ago that you've been involved with that I think you can be a big help to Corey and to us.
I'm comfortable with
the extension of your thing.
I will go to public comment at this time.
I just have a couple of quick things. One thing you might think about is forming some sort of a bullet sheet. There are so many things happening, and it would be nice if you would have something to hand out, because it's an exciting time. And, you know, to the public, look, this is happening, that's happening, this might happen, you know, something on the positive. The other thing is, too, that you might really start looking at getting some help from the high school or something. There's got to be some busy work that could be taken off by students. And it's something you might think about, you know, as far as like making up packets or
FBLA,
work experience
so, kids, they help you know,
credits for that.
And they get credits and things like that. So it's something you just might kind of think about to help a little bit. So
do they have it? Jimmy,
the first thing on that mural that you were talking about earlier, the city of Bend, I'm pretty sure, has a sign ordinance. I don't know if they're similar to ours. But they got one hell of a big mural on the side of that Harley Davidson building, right along that 97 bypass. Mm-hmm. How does that pertain to their sign law? And is it similar to ours? Secondly, the flag project that you have on the poles that you put up there, that you're going to put up, get the lanyard inside and then lock it.
Oh, so
because you have a fancy flag up there.
Well, it doesn't freeze or, you know.
You have a fancy flag up there, somebody's going to come, hey, I want that. Yeah. It's gone.
It does.
That's what happened to us as a kid. And then they threw an American flag on the ground.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Flag poles are spendy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sun River.
The other thing, the ID tag with the city I work for, and we had quite a few employees, everybody had an ID tag, whether they were with the public or not. We had to carry it with us. I still got mine.
Yeah.
It was one other thing. I forgot it. Go ahead.
Staff comment. Council comment, mayor's comment, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We're adjourned.
All right, get that tape recorder to pass.
Good thing you mentioned that.
don't talk yet, that's still being recorded.